Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Launchpad series where we're filming live today in Toronto, Canada, where we meet with a ton of different partners from Microsoft ecosystems. And especially today, we have the pleasure to meet with Jinshen Hao from the Yungo company.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Jinshen. So I know, Jinshen, you and I have been discussing quite a lot about how cloud companies are really engaging your firm to try to make the IT operations smoother and more effective. So pleased to have you here. Yeah. We know that you guys come all the way from China, so it must be a long flight, but pleasure to have you kind of bring the solution to the table.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah, so let's get started. So I think the first we'd like to hear more about your company, the challenges that your customers are seeing, how you're going to solve them. And then, since this is the tech show for the Channel 9 studio, we love to actually see it live in terms of your Yungo product.
Okay?
Sure. So please tell us, who's Yungo?
Yungo is a very young company. We founded in 2012. And we provide services, consultants, and solutions to our customers. Now we're Microsoft Gold partners on cloud platform and application development. So mainly we have about 200 customers on public cloud and private cloud. So we help them to operate the system, migrate the systems from on-premise to public cloud. We also have a lot of different solutions, including IoT, media service, and some other big data solutions. But today I'm going to introduce our key products, which is called Wingboard. It is on-premise and hybrid cloud management solutions. So we can help our customers to overcome their challenges and help them to fix all their internal IT management processes and the compliance regulations from our Wingboard platform.
Yeah, excellent. And I know that we hear a lot from our customers sometimes, even internal billing of like which department requires to pay how much money, internal costs for the use of the web servers and cloud servers is a challenge and sometimes a lot of headaches. So you're going to show us how to actually get rid of those headaches, right?
Yeah, sure. Let me show you some challenges that our customers generally meet. So the first one is infrastructure. They have a big data center and they also adopt public cloud like Azure. So what they're doing is they have one portal to manage their on-premise one cloud center, and they also have Azure portal to manage their Azure data center. So this is very frustrating for IT managers.
Right.
And for internal billing and internal workflow, the IT managers are also very frustrated because they have very different workflows in different companies. And for different departments, IT need to charge their charge different departments for the different costs of their cloud resources and their on-premise resources. And the LCA and the compliance department will also challenge IT, say, hey, you need to obey all those regulations for their data security, their high sensitive business data. They need to save all those data inside their on-premise data centers. So that's why we develop Wingboard to manage our customers' on-premise data center and the Azure resources in a unified platform and help them to fix all those infrastructure, workflow, billing, and the security challenges.
Right, right. Great. So why don't you sort of open the hood a little bit and tell us what's really underneath the Wingboard technology?
What is Wingboard? Wingboard is your one-stop cloud management solutions. And we provide hybrid management skills for on-premise data center and public Azure. No matter whether the Azure data center is in China or in the global. We also have internal workflow systems so that you can just integrate your IT workflow with the Wingboard platform. So that you can just, like, for example, a marketing manager can apply for some resources and the IT manager is able to approve it or decline it because of the cost. And we will have daily maintained billing informations for either for not only IT managers, but also the marketing department to control their cost.
Right.
Finally, we can also deploy the Wingboard systems on in on-premise data center so that the regulations are able to meet.
Right. Yes. Excellent. Well, I know that I'm actually, you know, been doing a lot of marketing in past roles in Microsoft.
Yes.
And definitely know that people need to kind of control the cost while achieving the bottom line in terms of return on investment. So we're pleased to see that connection. So why don't we jump right into the demo, shall we?
Great. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to show you a demo of our real customer. John is our is the marketing manager of our customer. And Simon is the IT manager of our customer. The customer's name is Contoso, which is a famous name from Microsoft.
Yes, that's right.
And so John is planning to do a marketing campaign, and he needs several servers. And the IT manager Simon needs to approve it. And IT will also need to configure what kinds of servers the marketing team will really need.
Right.
So I'm going to show you a demo to see how Simon will log into Winboard to configure all the images. And then John is going to apply for the resources and get approval from the IT manager.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
Yes. So first, the IT manager is going to log in from Winboard platform. And this is the backend admin administration portal. IT manager is able to configure a lot of different things from our portal. And you'll see that there are some orders that are already made by some other department. But what I'm going to show you is the first, the IT manager is going to add the subscription, Azure subscription, to the Winboard so that the marketing team can separately have the dedicated subscription to create their resources in
right.
it.
Right.
And what they're going to do is we can add China subscription. And I'm not going to show you how exactly to do that, but I will show you how easily IT manager can just directly download the subscription publishing settings file from the Azure portal, and then they can just add the subscription into the system. And the first, the IT manager is going to log into the Azure management portal, and then he can just upload the published settings files into it.
Okay.
But I'm not going to show you it. And then you will see that our IT manager can also, you know, the billing is very important. So IT manager is also need to set up the resource prices for each resource, like virtual machine, like Linux or Windows virtual machine. We have already set up all those kinds of prices for the team. And of that, the IT manager will also need to set up the images that the marketing team can use. And today, the team can only use Windows Server 2012, Data Center Edition, and Ubuntu Server 12 and 4. So we remove the checkbox for Windows Server Essential Edition, and then we click Apply. You will see that how easily the IT manager can just manage the whole things. After the configuration is done, what we're going to do is I will show you how John is going to do. So John is our marketing manager.
Right. And I assume that by this time, because of the configuration is already completed by Simon,
yes,
John should be seeing those servers ready to go.
Yes, very easily. Yeah. So what John is going to do is when he logged into the Winboard, he just click Add, and he will select the servers that he needs. For example, he needs two A-series servers with one core, 1.75 gigabytes memory. And you will see that what he can select is only Windows Server 2012 and Ubuntu servers. Today, he selects Ubuntu servers with some OS disk and data disk. He only needs this for 2 months. This is very different to Azure, because we only select the fixed period. So IT manager can just easily see whether he can approve it or not. And
but to be very clear, the IT department has much longer contract.
Yes.
Could be a year or multiple years. But
yes.
In this particular small project,
it's only
the internal department wants to have that much, you know, CPU time on the machine for
yes.
2 months.
Yeah. Yes. And he needs two servers. You will see that I can click add to list. Mm-hmm. The unit price and everything is ready.
Right.
And John is going to just click checkout. He will see that there is an order pending approval.
Right.
And our IT manager, Simon, he needs to come back and check all the orders. Okay, here. You'll see that there is a marketing request from the marketing team pending
right.
approval.
Right.
What he's going to do is he click process. And he can approve, deny, or cancel the request.
Right.
He can just easily click deny, and he has to add some reasons.
So one reason could be between the time that initially you configure
yes.
to the time the request officially come into the IT. You have already spent
reasons.
Your marketing budget, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
any
yeah.
reasons. So in this case, he can just click approve.
Right.
And the servers will be automatically created for marketing team.
Right.
And when 2 months arrives, and our system will also directly send an email to the marketing team, say, hey, your servers are going to expire,
right.
and whether you're going to extend it or
right.
not.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
So.
And that's also the elegance of the workflow that if yes. you were to do it manually, it's really hard to keep
yeah,
track.
Yeah, it's really yeah. hard by emails or some other manual stuffs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so here is the marketing team, and you will see that the status is just creating,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
the servers is automatically created in the subscription. And if the servers are created like this order, we can just click orders
mm-hmm.
and click the server name. You will see that the marketing team has the ability to log in
mm-hmm.
to start, restart, or purchase more like it.
Right.
So we can just click remote connection.
And you're remoting
yeah,
into that particular machine.
It's just a remote desktop to that machine. Then
right.
I'm not going to connect
yeah.
to this.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And you can also set up the endpoints, like PowerShell endpoints,
mm-hmm.
The remote desktop port to ensure that whether the 80 port or 443 port are open to
right.
the public internet.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So Jinshan, thank you so much for the powerful demo on the Azure technology and the Yunbo technology. So for our audience, tell us how they can get started.
Yeah, I'm very excited to join WPC 2016 in Toronto today.
Mm-hmm.
And please feel free to test Yunbo from onpremise.yunbo.net. And all Microsoft partners can have 10 users for free in the lifetime. You just contact ybsales@yunbo.com. If you need more solutions and more information about our company Yunbo, you can just check www.yungol.com.
Great. Well, Jinshan, thank you so much for coming all the way
thank
from China.
Thank you, Melvin.
Yeah,
thank
good to
you
see you
much.
Again, and look forward to seeing more customers getting on board to your platform.
Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, here's another Launchpad series. I'm Baldwin Eng, your show host, and look forward to seeing you next time. For other shows, go to aka.ms/launchpad. Have a good day.